فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا. بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Great to have you with us in this Tajweed podcast. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. We continue on the rules of Mad al-Lazim, and today, inshallah, I'm going to talk about the Mad al-Harfi. A Mad al-Harfi, which is the Mad that contains a letter of Arabic language in the Quran, they call them al-Huruf al-Muqatta'a. So usually comes at the beginning of the Surah of the Quran, and there are 29 surahs where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned 14 letters of the Quran al-Kareem that are used for this kind of mad, al-mad al-harfi. So the 29 surah in the Quran, such as if surah al-Baqarah, is start by alif, lam, mim. So there are alif and lam and mim. This alif and lam and mim are the kind of 14 letters of Arabic language. And we know there are 28 sounds and 28 letters in Arabic language. Sometimes the ulama add one, which is the alif or the hamza, so either one comes added in the sound. So, and the ulama have collected in mnemonic word or in mnemonic verse a kind of the 14 letters of Arabic language that are used in this mad al-harfi. Now, this al-mad al-harfi either comes with two haraka, or six haraka, or sometimes four. Now, we're going to talk later on about that. But we talk about why do the ulama call it harfi, because it comes within the letter of Arabic language, within the Quran. The mnemonic words of it is taraqa sam'aka nasiha. So when we look at the taraqa sam'aka nasiha, ta, ra, qaf, as in surah qaf, seen, like you say, ya, seen, mim, alif, lam, mim, ayn, kaf, ha, ayn, sad, kaf, and the alif, which is an-nasiha, al-nasiha, lam, noon, sad, ya, ha, and ha. So there are 14 letters. So you say taraqa sam'aka an-nasiha means dropping and knocking into your ears a beautiful advice. This is a mnemonic verse, a mnemonic word that gives a good meaning also for the students to memorize them. Or you could say sahha tariquka ma'a as-sunnah. Sahha tariquka ma'a as-sunnah. You can rewind the audio to listen to the mnemonic verses. I don't want to repeat them. The other one is صِلْهُ سُحَيْرًا مَنْ قَطَعَكْ. صِلْهُ سُحَيْرًا مَنْ قَطَعَكْ. Actually, the meaning of this is have a good relationship and communicate at the time of the night time before Fajr, which is a suhoor, suhair. Connect and communicate and have a good relation with the person who already have disconnected with. صِلْهُ سُحَيْرًا مَنْ قَطَعَكْ وَطَرَقَ سَمْعَكَ النَّصِيحَةَ, have explained. The other one is صَحَّ طَرِيقُكَ مَعَ السُنَّةِ, which means your work and your way of doing things, it would be correct and completed if you do it according to the sunnah. صَحَّ طَرِيقُكَ مَعَ السُنَّةِ. And the other one, which the ulama also added in this mnemonic word of 14 letters of حروف المد الحرفي, نص حكيم قاطع له سر. So نص حكيم, which means a text that is a very wise text and a very definite wise text that has a secret. So now all of these four mnemonic, صله صحيرا من قطعك, طرق سمعك النصيحة, نص حكيم قاطع له سر, صح طريقك مع السنة, all of them have the same meaning, which mean 14 letters. Now let's count them. طرق سمعك النصيحة, ط, را, قاف, سين, ميم, عين كاف ألف لام نون صاد يا حا ها طرق سمعك النصيحة. Now, what is the حكم of this mad? This mad is divided into kind of four things. We will talk about them now. Sometimes this mad can be stretched to longer, sometimes can be shorter, which is called الطول والقصر. الطول means الإشباع, that to the extreme and the maximum of mad is 6 counts. The minimum mad is 2 counts. But there is something in between. So the ulama have divided this into four. Number one is ما لا يمد وهو مقصور. So anything that it does not have any mad among the 14 letters, that is the alif. So when you read alif lam mim, alif lam ra, alif lam mim sad, you don't say alif and you make it longer, you just say alif. And remember, this is not alif, alif, it's ali, li, alif, alif. Because when we read fast, sometimes we make the common mistake to say alif lam, alif lam, it's alif lam. So that's number one. Alif does not have any mad at all. Just pronounce it the name of the letter, which is alif. The second one is anything that is stretched to 2 seconds. And they are hayyun tahur. Ha, ya, ta, ha, ra. How many so far? Five. 5 minus 14, it would be, how much? 9, but we have taken the alif, so we become 8. So we have 5, hayyun tahur, and beside the alif will be the rest are mad with 6 counts. So which is al-ishba' and al-tul. So whenever you see in the Quran, ha, or ya, such as كاف ها يا عين صاد. So if you see the ha, you make it 2 seconds. If you see the ha, you make it 2 seconds. If you see the ta, you make it 2 seconds. If you see the ha, you make it 2 seconds. If you see the ra, make it 2 seconds. Exactly as it sounds in Arabic language. And if you go back to the practices in my website, I have a look at the lessons where it says the practices of the Arabic alphabet, and you would see that I said alif ba ta 2 seconds. That's the name of the letter in Arabic language. The reason why this one, the ulama, of course this is a qira'ah and a riwayah, it doesn't have any logical reason, but the ulama explained that there is any letters that a combination of the name is 2 letters, such as ha, it's ha alif, ya, it's ya alif, ta is ta alif, ha, so the letter ha, when you say ha, so it's 2 seconds. So there are 2 letters, means 2 seconds, which is mad al-tabi'i. So the other one which comes to 6 seconds are sanaqussu lakum. Sanaqussu lakum. Sin, nun, qaf, sad, lam, kaf, mim. Except one letter, the ulama mentioned the ayn in surat Maryam and Surah Shura, Hamim Ayn Sin Qaf and Kaf Ha Ayn Saad. The ulama mentioned there are 2 ways to read it. Either you say the Ayn because of Mad al-Lin, that the first letter is before the Ya, it has a Fatha, it is not a Kasra. What do you say? Ayn 4 or Ayn, so 6. But the preferably Imam al-Shatibi min Tariq al-Shatibiyya, وَالطُّولُ فُضِّلَ as the Imam al-Shatibi say, preferably to say 6 and not 4. But both of them have been reported by Tariq al-Imam al-Shatibi, so you read it by either 6 or 4, but preferably you read 6. So the rest of, beside the عين, are سين, نون, قاف, صاد, لام, كاف, ميم. And collected a mnemonic word or mnemonic verse saying سَنَقُصُّ لَكُمْ. So seen, if you have ya seen, for example, how do you read it? 2 seconds, 6 seconds. And you say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, ya seen, normally. And same as for noon, wal qalami wa ma yasturun. And the same as Qaf, there is a surah called Surah Qaf. Qaf. And as you can see, سَنَقُصُّ لَكُمْ 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 letters of this Arabic language, including the Ayn, that's 8. All of them, the middle one is a Sakin. Ayn, the middle is new, Ya is a Sakin. Sin, the middle is Ya is a Sakin. Qaf, the middle is Alif, is a Sakin. Sad, the middle is Alif, is a Sakin. Lam, the middle is Alif, is a Sakin. Kaf, the middle is Sakin. So, all of them to have something to remember, any name of Arabic language that comes in the beginning of a surah for al-huruf al-muqatta'a, if you want to make it stretchable, you have to see if it is the middle one in the middle has a sakin, then you stretch it into how many? 6 seconds, which is al-ishba' or al-tul. Jazakumullahu khayran for listening. Inshallah, we continue the next episode more about this al-mad. And we will see something new, inshallah. And probably I will mention something a bit about Alif Lam Mim in Surah Al-Imran. Jazakumullahu khayran for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hani'an mari'an walidaka alayhima malabisu anwarim min at-taji wal-hulaa.